Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2025 here with coach of the JCN Chargers, head coach Corey Knoll, the Bullings team, right now trying to capture the first win of 2025. But let's real quick talk about the last game of 2024, that game against the Pleasant Ridge Rams. That game took a loss 51-35, but you still had some pretty good scores from some of your guys. Van Dyke with 13, Andy Baker with 4, Elias had 2, Furman with 5, Jenkins with 7, and Burke with 4. So kind of tell me a bit about that last game that you had before that break, that winter break that we just got through with.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a game that you never really want to go into break on. I thought the first half we played fairly well. It just felt like every time we kind of build up a little bit of a lead, they'd up the pressure a little bit, and then they'd cause some turnovers, and we'd let them right back in the game. So I think we ended the first half with a 1-point lead, and then the second half just got a little bit away from us. And I'm not sure why. I think it may be just a little bit fatigue. I don't know. I don't think I had them in the best shape. So that was something we're trying to correct a little bit over break. But the second half, they just upped the pressure. We didn't handle it very well. It led to some turnovers, and then just I think our offensive shot selection, it wasn't the best. Some of our execution. So I think that kind of led to them pulling away a little bit there in the fourth quarter. So that was a little bit frustrating, and it was a tough one to go to break on, but it gave us a chance to really kind of get into it and dissect some things over break and try to correct some of the issues we saw in that game.
Well, Coach, trying to, you know, get those wheels turning. I know you didn't have a game yesterday. You know, practice is kind of hard to schedule right now, but you got to get ready for Friday this week now against Mar Hill Mount Academy. That game being played at home for you. And the next Tuesday, you go on the road to play Pleasant Ridge Rams. So kind of talk to me about these next upcoming two games for you.
Yeah, so they're two teams we're very familiar with. Our last two games before break were Mar Hill and Pleasant Ridge, and then out of break again, we got the same two games again now with the McLeod game being postponed. We got Mar Hill Friday, then Pleasant Ridge again early next week. And, you know, Pleasant Ridge is going to be – or Mar Hill will be a tough one. They were missing three of some of their top guys, I think a couple starters, and they still handed it to us pretty good. You know, they're a good team, and it was a game that I thought that was the best shooting team I thought we played all year. They shot the ball well, and they just played at a speed that I don't think we were necessarily prepared for or ready for. Like I said, I think we have some young guys, and unfortunately over break, we had some non-basketball related injuries, so we're going to get even younger coming out of break here. And so we got to adapt to the speed of the game, or if not, the pressure I think is just going to continue to get to us, and Mar Hill does a good job of applying that. So, you know, over break, it was trying to replicate some of that stuff that we saw beforehand that Mar Hill did, and then being able to contest some of their shots and handle some of their size inside. And, you know, they just have a good all around team. So they're going to be a tough game for sure. And then Pleasant Ridge is a game that I felt like we were there, and then we kind of let it get away from us. So hopefully that, you know, coming out of break, we can see if the stuff we did over break made a difference, and Pleasant Ridge would be a good test for that one.
Well, Coach, good luck this Friday against Mar Hill Mount Academy, as well as next Tuesday you'll be playing Pleasant Ridge. And then next Wednesday also, you got those back-to-back games. You'll have McLeod. We'll talk about that game next Wednesday when I have you here on the locker room chat. So, Coach, thank you for your time.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
It's Jefferson County North Locker Room Chat, has been brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design.